Son, never stop learning.
Welcome to Foundations of Flow, where you'll navigate how data pipelines move. All right, I've been thinking about this all week. We talk about AI, we talk about models, but nobody ever talks about the actual plumbing underneath, the infrastructure that makes any of it possible.
Right, and that's exactly the gap. Think of it this way. A data pipeline is just a series of automated steps that move data from where it lives to where it needs to be, and transforms it along the way so it's actually useful.
So not just moving data, but reshaping it in transit. Like water going through a treatment plant before it reaches the tap.
That's a good analogy. And the historical parallel runs deeper than you'd think. The Roman aqueducts didn't just move water. They made urban civilization possible. A well-designed data pipeline does the same thing for a modern tech product. It's the infrastructure that everything else is built on top of.
Okay, so walk me through the actual stages. What does a pipeline look like from start to finish?
There are four core stages. First, ingestion. That's pulling raw data in from sources, could be user events, sensor logs, third-party APIs, audio files, whatever. Second, transformation, cleaning, reshaping, enriching the data. Third, storage, persisting it somewhere structured. And fourth, serving, delivering it to whatever needs it, a dashboard, a model, a user-facing feature.
And which of those stages is the real bottleneck?
Transformation, almost always. Research shows data scientists and engineers spend up to 80% of their time on data preparation and cleaning, not on building models, not on analysis, just getting the data into a usable shape. That number surprises people every time.
80%? That's staggering. So for someone building an AI product, the model is almost the easy part?
In terms of time allocation, yes. The key idea is that the pipeline is the product, in a sense. If the data going in is messy or incomplete, the model output is going to reflect that. Garbage in, garbage out, but at industrial scale.
Now, there's also a distinction people throw around, ETL versus ELT. What's actually different there?
ETL means extract, transform, load. You clean the data before it lands in storage. ELT flips it. Extract, load, transform. You dump raw data into storage first, then transform it there. The shift happened because modern cloud storage got cheap enough that holding raw data stopped being a cost problem. Now you can afford to store first and decide how to shape it later.
So not X first, but Y first. And the order actually changes your architecture pretty fundamentally.
Completely. It changes where your compute lives, how you handle schema changes, and how flexible your pipeline is when requirements shift. For a seed stage team, ELT often wins because it preserves optionality. You're not locked into one transformation logic from day one.
Okay, now the batch versus streaming question. Because that's where I think a lot of founders get confused about what they actually need.
Think of batch as a freight train. You load everything up. It runs on a schedule, maybe nightly, and delivers a big payload. Streaming is more like a river that never stops. Data flows in and gets processed in near real time, sometimes sub-second latency. The Transcontinental Railroad, when it was completed in 1869, cut cross-continental travel from 6 months to 6 days. That leap in speed is roughly analogous to what streaming did to data pipelines compared to nightly batch jobs.
I love that comparison. So batch is the Pony Express, and streaming is the railroad.
Exactly. And Apache Kafka became one of the standard tools for real-time streaming, precisely because of this problem. It was originally built at LinkedIn to untangle what engineers called a spaghetti architecture. Dozens of internal systems all trying to talk to each other, with no coherent data flow. They open-sourced it in 2011, and it's now a backbone of streaming infrastructure across the industry.
So what's the right call for an audio startup, for example? Batch or streaming?
It depends on the use case. Batch works fine for things like weekly model retraining on accumulated audio data. But if the product needs real-time transcription, live recommendations, or instant content moderation, that's a streaming problem. The trade-off is complexity and cost. Streaming pipelines are harder to build and debug. The key idea is to match the architecture to the latency requirement, not to what sounds most impressive.
And then the serving layer. That's the last mile. Why does it matter so much?
Because that's where the pipeline meets reality. The serving layer is what delivers data to a live model, a user dashboard, or an API endpoint. If the upstream stages are slow or inconsistent, the serving layer exposes every flaw. It's the ultimate stress test of the whole design. And remember, by late 2026, global data creation is estimated to surpass 220 zettabytes. The volume pressure on every layer, especially serving, is only going up.
That's a number that's hard to even visualize. So the takeaway for our listener is, the pipeline isn't just infrastructure, it's a strategic asset.
That's exactly it. For anyone building an AI-driven product, understanding these four stages, ingestion, transformation, storage, serving, and knowing when to use batch versus streaming, is foundational. The model gets the headlines, but the pipeline is what determines whether the model ever works in production. Next time, we shift from the architecture of the pipes to the quality of the water, reliability, observability, and what happens when bad data quietly poisons the whole system.
And that data volume stat really lands differently when our listener is actually building something. 220 zettabytes, that's not an abstract number anymore. That's the competitive pressure on every ingestion layer they're designing.
Exactly. And the key idea for anyone at that stage is, don't over-engineer the pipeline on day one. Match the architecture to what the product actually needs right now, not what sounds most scalable in a pitch deck.
So the practical move is, start with batch if the latency requirement allows it, and add streaming when the use case demands it?
That's the right framing. Think of it like building a road before a highway. Batch gets data moving reliably. Streaming is the upgrade when speed becomes a real constraint, not a hypothetical one.
Mm-hmm. And the transformation bottleneck, that 80% figure, that's the argument for investing in pipeline tooling early, not treating it as an afterthought.
Right. Because if the team is spending most of their time cleaning data manually, that's engineering capacity not going toward the model or the product. The pipeline has to carry that weight. That's the real leverage point.
The model gets the headlines, but the pipeline is what determines whether any of it works in production.
That's it. Next time, we shift from the architecture of the pipes to the quality of the water, reliability, observability, and what happens when bad data quietly poisons the whole system.